John D. Ruddy, so the Wild Atlantic Way in 13 minutes. This is your latest project. We're linking it on our Facebook page. I'm sure many have already seen it. Give us the background to this.
Well, it came from my summer holiday this year. Myself and my girlfriend decided to do the Wild Atlantic Way. We were like, actually, let's rent a car, start down in Cork, and work our way up. And I've been taking, I always take my holiday photos with Manny Man in the photos anyway, because it's just been a thing I do for the last couple of years, and I share them online. And as I was taking the photos, it was just as we were going along Cork and Kerry, it was just so kind of breathtaking. And even the amount of history that was involved in, you know, the Wild Atlantic Way as well, I was like, I can actually make a video out of this. And I kind of felt, you know, as I say in the videos, I felt it my duty as an Irishman to actually promote this as well, because it was absolutely amazing.
We've got an awful lot of things wrong, but we got the Wild Atlantic Way right, didn't
we? Yes, 100%. It is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, the fact that it's gotten Irish people out to go and see their own country, and that's even what I'm saying in my video as well. It's like, you know, to my fellow Irish people, go out and see your own country. And I mean, you know, as you know, you'd be driving around, you'd be driving around Donegal, and you see all these wee signs, and you're kind of going, what's going on here? And you've got the ones going, well, now how does that make sense? Where you're driving south from Malin Head, but the signs are pointing north.
I remember the discussion on it about Lifeline, I was just like, are you serious, guys? Follow the sign. They're not for us.
No, they're not
to show you
exactly
where the next garage is.
Exactly.
They're for tourists to meander around the west of the country.
And it is so well signposted. From as soon as, you know, just before you get into Kinsale, those signs, you don't even need to look at a map. You just follow the signs and they are there. I think there was one point in Clare, just on our way out to Lopez, that we were kind of like, ooh, where's the signs? That was the one place in the whole, like, you know, 2,500 kilometres, which we worked out is the equivalent of driving from Paris to Tallinn up in Estonia. You know, it's massive.
That would be very, very interesting statistic if anyone knew where Tallinn in Estonia was. Why did you pick Tallinn in Estonia?
Because I was going to, like, let's pick a capital city.
What's, like, it's the distance between Cork and Donegal if you don't really follow the main roads.
Yeah, pretty
much.
Is that
not easy?
This is true. But, you know, just trying to show the scale of it. Come on.
How many football pitches? Come on, give us the Suns version.
Oh,
how
God.
Many double-decker bucket buses?
God, I haven't a clue. Well, you know, it's the equivalent of driving from France all the way through Germany, all the way through Poland, all the way through Latvia, Lithuania, and then up to Estonia.
Excellent.
So there you go. There's Estonia.
So, 13 minutes. Was this a case that you started off with 1,000 minutes and this is literally as tight as you could get it?
Absolutely. It was, you know, I had, by the end of it, I think I had about 1,000 photos, because that was the thing too, because I had so many photos and this was my first time using photos in my videos because they're all hand-drawn illustrations. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, then knew that I would do some extra illustrations to kind of show some of the history involved where I was explaining it. I was just trying to get as much in as well, and to be, you know, trying to be as balanced as I could too. Like, you know, fair enough, I do give Donegal a good plug,
of course,
you know, but I don't want it to be too top heavy either.
Well, listen, you're working to an audience, and
exactly.
If it was over parochial, well, it would defeat the whole purpose.
Exactly,
of it. And we do maybe think too parochial.
Yeah,
you know, on things like that, when we do need to look at the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Is there a commercial interest in this? Well, you weren't commissioned to do this, because I would imagine that if a tourist board or Fáilte Ireland, for example, were going to try and get you to commission you to do something like this, especially at the standard that you produce stuff, that it would cost them tens of thousands of euro.
Well, that's the thing. I did.
So you're a true countryman.
Yeah. Well, I did this one out of the love of my country and the love of tourism. However, you know, future projects, if they are interested in hiring me to get them, I am.
But you've done the big one now.
Well, I've done the big one, but there's all the wee bits in between. It's like, you know, you've got Wild Atlantic Way in 13 minutes, but let's do County Kerry in 10 minutes, or let's do County Cork in 10 minutes.
But you know what's going to happen? People who are going to come over visiting over here, and thank God we've got more and more visitors. The North Americans are starting to coming back in bigger numbers again. People go on YouTube, you know, the hits start flying in on this. Mm-hmm. It is going to probably end up being the point of reference for a lot of people deciding to come over here to do the Wild Atlantic
Way. And that's the thing too. And I mean, I think that's where my video does it right, is that it tells a story, mm-hmm. you know, and that's one thing that I set out to do with all of my videos, is it tells a story. It starts in Kinsale and works its way around, and you follow it as it goes. You know, as great as a lot of the official Wild Atlantic Way videos are, they can be very vague. Like, they're showing all of these spectacular cliffs and stuff, and you're like, right, where is that?
But I think you're missing point, even yourself, someone who did it. What I would say is the big point is you've done it.
Yeah.
You're not. You haven't been commissioned to fly a drone over a cliff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you've actually done it and experienced it. So you're talking as a fan, this is my experience, as opposed to someone who's come in to make, as you say, you know, the cliffs look sexy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, too. And what was great, too, because between Kinsale and Galway, I had never seen that coastline at all. So that was all new to me. Actually, most of it was new to me. It was amazing.
Look, I've only really started exploring Donegal over the last few months.
Yeah.
You know, and my jaws dropped on many occasions. Yeah. So I can only imagine what your experience was like. What's the uptake been on it so far? Has it dropped, as they say?
It's getting there. I mean, it is steadily climbing. I mean, the great thing is, you know, because of all my history videos, I have nearly 30,000 subscribers.
Excellent.
So that's 30,000 people who are instantly going to get a text message saying, John's just put up a new video, go watch it.
Yeah.
So it, and over the space of about a month, they watch it, you know. But
it might be 3 months that next thing you know, it jumps 300,000. That's the way the internet works nowadays. One share and then bang, it's away.
The right person shares it, and away it goes.
Exactly. Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck with it. I mean, I think it's doing great work for Donegal and
Absolutely.
The whole West Coast, Absolutely. As well as, you know, you exploring your artistic endeavours. Your YouTube channel, John?
Rub the Spud. Rub the Spud.
There we go.
Exactly.
Talk seriously for ages.
Talk seriously for ages.
Make out that you're some legitimate person and then
Rod the Spud. I know.
You're one of these ones about you that still uses the Hotmail email account from when you were like 14.
And absolutely.
It's
not as childish as that, but yes, I do in fact still have the same email from when I was about 14. It still works. It works.
Yeah, I've got the same mobile number from the very first time we were
from the very
one.
First mobile exactly. phone.
I'm quite proud of that. With the same company as well, and I get zero rewards for it. But anyway, Rod the Spud, search that on YouTube. We're obviously linking our Facebook page as well, John. What's the next project, or do you just take it as it comes?
Well,
on stage, coming up anything soon? Or
On the stage, I will be working in Angrenan in September, working on a play about with Guy Lejeune, about Father James McDyer. Out in Glen, well, he did a lot of work out in Glen Columkill,
right?
And so it's going to be a two-hander with myself and Louise Conahan, another fabulous actress.
Mm-hmm.
And
besides yourself,
besides myself, another one. I'm very modest. You say,
no, another fine actress.
Oh yeah,
that's what you said. Anyway, go on.
It's semantics. Come on. It's a semantics. It's all good.
Yeah.
I'd
say they're good fun to handle.
They're absolutely brilliant. We'll be doing loads of different characters, storytelling piece just about Father James, and it's an interesting kind of personal connection for me too, because he was my great great uncle.
Excellent.
And I actually gave him a wee mention in the Wild Atlantic Way video as well, because when I was out in Glen Columkill. So,
well, John, it's always a pleasure to have you in. We wish you the very best of luck. We'll check out your YouTube channel, Rod the Spud. Which actually, on reflection, is quite memorable, which is good. So, best of luck.
There you go.
Bye.
Thank you.
Trina O'Donnell, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm great, and yourself?
Oh, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, tell us about your blog. You have a very popular blog, don't you? A fashion blog.
Yeah, my fashion blog is called Modafix. You can find me online. It's modafix.ie. Or you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's just Modafix. So my blog is all about fashion. And over the past while, it's kind of evolved from solely fashion and personal style to beauty and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll find, you know, fashion, but also product and beauty reviews and event reviews, or any experience really worth sharing, you know. But a key focus on my blog is Irish design. because I think we've got just a fantastic pool of creative talent in Ireland, and I love to celebrate and promote that.
Exactly. And it's not just in fashion, it's right across so many different genres, be it music, the arts, fashion. I mean, we are, for a country with our population, we are spoiled with riches.
Yeah, true. And just the term Moda Fix, I'm actually a Spanish teacher, so that's where this term Moda comes from. Moda is the Spanish word for fashion.
Of course, I knew that. I was just about to say it.
Very good.
And Fix is the Spanish for...
So Moda Fix effectively is your, you know, fashion fix.
Yeah.
So I'm excited this year to be judging Best Dressed Lady at Sligo Races.
I'm that's really it. And I saw the winner from... I beg your pardon. I'm speaking over you, Triona, by accident. I don't mean to. Because we saw the fantastic pictures from the Galway races.
Yes.
Some fantastic outfits there. And also some amazing hats, which I think is a lot of work goes into those as well. Is there a trend in what we're seeing? Do what we see at these races, obviously women and men are very switched on to fashion. Is there a trend at the moment that we're seeing for these ladies' days in the Best Dressed Lady competitions?
Well, I always think style is something so personal and individual. So I would always go with my gut when styling, and I would encourage ladies to do that as well. I don't think you need to conform to, you know, regular racing fashion. But a key trend at the moment is separates, you know, like a big skirt and a top and things like that. And obviously your hat is a huge thing. Millinery is just massive at the moment.
When you're going, and you know, if you have an interest in winning this, is the idea to go and dress over the top and dress spectacular? I mean, you're not going to win the best dress competition, are you, in a simple little black number or something?
Well, I just, like I said, I'd like to see people expressing their individuality and their personality. I really want to see their personality reflected in their outfit choice. But I don't think, like, you know, you don't have to spend an arm and a leg to look $1 million. I always encourage my readers to scour their local charity shops and thrift shops and vintage and curiosity shops. You'll find really, you know, one-off beautiful pieces there. And what interests me as well is where people source their garments. You know, do they look to their local boutiques, or if it's a sentimental piece from like their grandmother that they may have refashioned or upcycled, things like that really appeal to me. And I'm not really into the whole matchy-matchy look, you know, I think that's very dated at the moment.
Red shoes, like, red dress, red bag, red...
Yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't say that if you looked at who won.
I knew that, you see, Fiona. I was doing that on purpose. I know what you're saying.
I prefer, you know, colour blocking and contrasting.
Well, you see, the great thing, and it's not just for fashion in, you know, these events, but it's just even street fashion or going out fashion. You know, there was a time in this country and many countries, if you walked down the street dressed a little bit different, that, you know, everyone would turn their heads or maybe say, whisper under breath, look at that. People are open to do really whatever they want to do, not just in the cities, even around Letterkenny and other towns around Donegal in the northwest. You see people walking around expressing themselves and feel free to do so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm looking for something edgy. Obviously, I don't want to see too much skin, you know, leave a little for the imagination.
Don't ruin it.
Yeah, like, you know, racing fashion calls for smart dressing and, you know, sophistication and elegance. I want to see people's, you know, femininity, but also their personality. And what would really impress me as well, if someone showed their creative side and created their own, you know, accessories or hat or something like that.
Who would you see as an Irish fashion icon? I'm thinking you might like someone like Imelda May or...
I like that she's very true to her own style, you know, that's very much her own. So I do like to see just people go with their own style, not trying to reinvent something, you know, just go with their own individual style. Fashion is fun that way, that you can kind of, reinvent yourself and dress up a little, have a bit of fun with it.
Sligo races are great fun. You're going to have great fun, I'm sure, if you've never been before.
I never said the date, but it's on next Thursday, the 6th of August, at Sligo Racecourse. And I would really just encourage new faces, you know. Obviously, we want the regular race goers as well, but we'd love to see new faces at the racing circuits. You know, if so-and-so can win, you can win, you know. Why not, you know?
And there's a funny thing about these racing events, and not least the Sligo races, you actually don't need to have a massive interest in races to have a fantastic day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was at the races yesterday in Galway. I was just really going along to have a look at the style, you know. Mm-hmm. There was a best dressed lady yesterday as well. I do a little bit of guest blogging for Athlone Town Centre, so I went along to have a look. They were supporting the prize, but maybe I should mention the prize for best dressed at Flagler Races.
Go for it, yeah.
Yeah. So there will be 10 finalists, and the 9 runner-ups will get a prize. But the top prize is going to be a €1,000 shopping spree for Johnson's Court Shopping Centre in Sligo.
Oh, nice one.
Not only that, but you get a weekend breakaway for two at Farnham Estate in Cavan, like a golf and spa resort. And you also get a return flight for two to a UK destination with free parking and your executive lounge at the airport there as well.
Excellent. So really, get your glad rags on, get down to Sligo and have a great day. Hopefully meet you and maybe win.
Yeah, you know, you're going to have a great day anyway. You're going to look great and hopefully win a prize in the process. And I always think if you're not in, you can't win. So, you know, why not just come out and give it a go? And I'd love to see people supporting their local milliners and Irish design. I think I've covered
I don't know if they're paying you, but if they are, you've earned every shilling.
Shreona,
thank you so much. And people can search at modifix.ie to get more information on you.
Modifix.ie or Facebook, Twitter or Instagram.
Best of luck. Thank you very much, Triona O'Donnell. A bit of a delay on that line. It sounded like I was shouting over the whole time, but certainly it wasn't my intention. Sarah Murphy, wall-to-wall artist and director, and Amy Meehan, a student. You're both very welcome into the studio. Sarah, first to you. How are you?
I'm great. We've been having a terrific couple of weeks here at Errigal College. It's lovely to be here this morning on Highland.
Excellent. Now, we had another fantastic act last week, which shows what can be achieved with the right direction and the right skill sets.
We've been really lucky. Wall-to-wall Music has been really lucky to be funded by Music Generation under an Arts Council of Ireland grant and work with the DMEP to gather together a lot of professional musicians, local musicians and musicians from across Ireland, and gather them together with 26 young people from this local area. And we've all been working together as one big team, and we've just to create bands, a giant band of 30 people and 5 small bands as well. So they've been working very hard with professional producers to deliver some incredible results, really.
Amy, tell us a bit about yourself. Amy Meehan, where are you from?
I'm from just out beside Chemohill, beside Manor. And I've started singing ever since I can remember, but properly I started going to lessons a year ago.
So your parents will remember, or your granny and granddads will remember, that you were the toddler that was always humming or whistling or singing something. Yeah,
that's about it. And the piano as well.
Yeah.
Even though I can't play it yet.
But you were battering away at it anyway.
Yeah.
Very good. And where do your love of music come from? Is it in your family, or is it just something that you were born with, do you think?
My granda used to love playing the fiddle.
Right.
And my great granda used to love playing the fiddle. So I think that's where it came from. But just hearing music around me, I think I just loved it so much that I just had to get into it.
And then it's a step on to decide to take singing lessons, because a lot of people, you know, can sing and can hold a note.
Yeah.
Why did you decide that you wanted to go on to the singing lessons then?
People will start to tell me that I was a good singer. And I just thought, I'm going to develop this. I'm going to make it into something that I can do and that I can enjoy. So,
and you can avoid picking up any bad habits. And then, you know, when you're doing it while you're young, you can make sure that you can maximise your potential 100%.
Exactly.
What kind of stuff do you like to sing?
I usually sing blues and jazz type songs, like Etta James and Nina Simone.
Yeah.
But I'm open to all genres, really.
Excellent. And do you write your own stuff, or you're more just the vocal performer?
I dabble into it. I'm getting into it now. I'm only 13, so
you've
got years
a
to come.
Ton of stuff to draw on, especially
yeah,
in blues.
Exactly.
You know, you need far more, don't you? But anyway, it's all ahead of you.
Yeah.
God help you. You'll have plenty to write about, I'm sure. But it's all good. That's it, isn't it, Sarah? That's the enthusiasm that you want to harness. And you know,
Amy's been just a joy.
Yeah,
a joy. Together with the other members of her group that are going to be playing, Catherine Gallagher singing along, and Elliot Murphy on the clarinet, and Lewin Devaney on the guitar. And they have a missing Danny McGilvery bass player today, but that's been taken over by one of our professional musicians, Fergus, today, just because he's not available. But they're all just terrific talent. They're all coming from different backgrounds, from classical, from jazz and blues, from rock and pop, and they've just been thrown together to see what they can create together. And we've been blown away with the local talent. Absolutely incredible.
Have you played with other people before, Amy? Have you been backed by other musicians? Or
this is really the first time.
How did you find that? I mean, I presume it's opened up new doors for you in your mind, at the very least, as to where you want to go and stuff.
I have learned so much at this camp and had so much fun at this this project. It's just amazing. I learned from it. I went to Donegal School of Music in Letterkenny, and I learned about this project and I just wanted to start it. I was very lucky to get into it, so...
Excellent. It's been a real success, hasn't it, Sarah?
It's been a great success. So we've been teaching them skills of the 21st century musician. Mm. And that's just, that applies to everybody, really, whatever background they come from. And it's to do with creating and making music collaboratively with other people and bouncing ideas off each other, creating a piece. This week, they've been able to produce that piece. They've had a professional studio engineers and producers coming in. I think it was Ryan McGrawty from The Wonder Villains who produced their track. And they've had that opportunity. And then they've been working with video producers to create amazing new videos.
There's some advice on online stuff and marketing.
A huge part of it is to do with marketing. So the music videos came out of the music marketing. And so all of the bands now are running, we're having a mini competition on and monitoring all the analytics to see how much profile that they can get. And there's been some incredible results already. So the bands, the five bands, are marketing themselves. And I think we have a learn by doing approach at Wall to Wall Music. Mm. So we've really created this so they specifically have they're not being told about it, they're actually doing it. They're finding out by marketing.
Does he want
themselves
to come in and take the pictures? Come on in. Someone wants to take pictures of you, but he's taking them through glass, and we all know how they're going to end up, especially if I'm them. I want to look
your
best.
So do look out for these bands. I mean, we have five bands that they're marketing away in the next couple of weeks. They're going to be releasing their music videos on Tuesday this week, so do look out for them. We have Broken Heavens, we have Snaster, who was in last week, we have another group, Broken Crayons, we have the Ra-Ras, and we have Advanced Utopia, a unique name there. So those five bands will be releasing and dropping their music videos out this Tuesday, so do listen out and look out for them. They're also going to be marketing and publicising themselves online through Facebook, social, Twitter, Instagram.
That forms part of this whole exercise.
It's a really important
part. How can you get as much stuff as you want out and get as many hits as you can on your videos?
We all know, all the musicians working on this project are living and breathing working musicians, so we all know that creating music is only one small part of being a professional musician, and marketing is a huge other part.
So it's nice of the established musicians to give up their time and their experience, isn't it?
It is, and I think it was Declan McClafferty that were working with Broken Heavens, the band you're hearing today. But we've had many musicians, Sarah Cullen, Seamus Devenny, Fergus Murphy, Chaylene Murphy, and Ryan from the Wonder Villains, Rocky McGrawty, Orin McBride. So we have a huge number of people who've been giving up time, working on this project, and sharing their real life experience. Some of the experience that's been shared, honestly, we've all been learning from each other as professionals and young people alongside. And what the advice they've been given is gold dust, I can tell you. So we're very excited to see what they do with it next, actually.
Amy, a little bird's told me that you were in... And the little bird, is that your father?
Yeah, it is.
The little bird. Well, listen, it's radio, but I know secrets in this place. It's your dad's written out for me here, because he's very proud and rightly so. You were in the Junior Eurovision competition 2015, and it was on TV as well.
Yeah. I auditioned for it in April, and I got through to 50 in Ireland, and now I'm through live to TG Gahar. That's going to be in September, October time. The dates will be finalised in a wee while.
So I presume it's been well reduced from 50 then? Is it down to 10 or something?
Down to 30.
Excellent.
So top 30 in Ireland.
Excellent. That's an achievement. So anything from here onwards is a bonus. Right, well done to you. We are going to take a break, give you a chance to go round, set up. Brilliant. Anything you want to mention before we wrap this part of it up?
No, the project's going on right through till September, and there will be a performance on the 6th of September in the Regional Cultural Centre. It's an ongoing project, so we hope that you'll look out and support your local new bands, a very young talent, from 13 up to 19, but the majority are 14, 15-year-olds, and just support them over the next few weeks, and then maybe come along to their performance on the 6th of September.
And the YouTube channel that the videos will appear on from Tuesday?
Under Wall to Wall Music.
Wall to Wall Music.
And there'll be a project title, which is The Sound Waves, which is this, what this project's called, Sound Waves.
So excellent. Well, we're fantastic. we're delighted to be supporting it and to be given a platform for the music as well. Just to put this into context for us, Amy, how long have all of you guys known each other?
About a week.
Okay, about a week ago.
About a week. And we've made this and a music video, and we never could have done it without the help from Sarah and all the mentors and
Super.
The shooters.
Fair play to you, Amy. It's time now for a live session from a brand new group, Broken Heavens. Take it away, guys.
Ooh.
Okay, absolutely fantastic. That was Broken Heavens. Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. Our next guests are currently taking a selfie in studio. This is it. These selfies are the bane of my life at this point. Tara Vidge is owner of Highlight. It's a magazine distributed in Derry, Londonderry, and in Donegal, of course. Tell us a bit about this magazine, Tara, and first and foremost, pardon my ignorance, you're very welcome into studio.
Thank you for having us. Basically, we're a free magazine. We're the only free glossy at the minute. We deliver to Holmes, Cityside and Waterside in Derry, Londonderry. And as of recent, we're going into Donegal as well. You know, the newsagent shops and stuff like that. Emails to highlight issues, things that are happening, positive news, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that there.
And where was this born from, the idea of it? What's the background to it?
Well, the background for me, I've always worked in the newspaper industry and I've always wanted to sort of upgrade, mm-hmm. you know, into a magazine industry. There's obviously a gap in the market for a free
So it's free, so it's advertised supported.
It is advertised supported.
And tell us a bit about the contents of it then. You say it's good news, features?
It is. We want it to be features, stuff that's happening locally, you know, things that need to be highlighted, such as Jamie's journey, you know, where the whole thing originated with him. You know, charities, things that people are doing for charities, good things that are happening in the council, developments, you know, that are happening, going on around the town and stuff, so...
Eric Lott's feature is featured
exactly,
in the copy I have in front of me.
So we want it to be the kind of cross-border as well, like you say, the Eric Lott's as well. As the
well, I mean, it's only a line on a map, really, in reality, in terms of travel and what we enjoy and what we have in common. So
exactly,
it makes sense, doesn't it? Jamie Harkin, 16 years of age. What's your involvement with the magazine?
Last 2 months ago now, I became a columnist for Highlight, writing a monthly column for my... charity / community on Facebook, Jamie's mm-hmm. Journey.
And tell us about Jamie's Journey.
It's a community for teens and young people and kids that are living with cancer mm-hmm. and the isolation that cancer brings.
And to try and break that isolation.
To break the isolation and to show those teens and kids that there are people out there that have gone through what they're going through and that they're not alone and that there are people.
And it's not why me, it's not just you, it's different people. And if you chat about it and learn from experiences, however far you're on in your journey, maybe someone at the start of it, you can relate to them and say, this is, it's real life stuff. When were you diagnosed with cancer?
2011, June, July 2011.
Massive shock.
Crippling. It was just completely out of the blue. Never would have expected it. Like, it's, I mean, I'd been running to the doctors for...
Because you would have been 12, right?
12, just turned 12 in the February before. Been running to the doctors for the year previous with tiredness and constant chest infections, but never...
No, that's the last thing on the list, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, you look fantastic here, you look very, very healthy. So you're winning the fight? You've the fight won?
Finished treatment now... 2 years ago,
right.
In September, finished all the chemo and stuff, and I'm now currently on steroids for Addison's disease, which was a side effect of the treatment, but other than that, I'm...
And you feel good, do you?
Little
up days and up days and down days, and that is the kind of thing, if someone were in your position, I feel tired, I wonder what that is. Well, you can say, well,
exactly, like, If somebody is going through chemo and they're on steroids and their heads...
It may not be the obvious things that we think that the doctors will tell you. It's the stuff that you've experienced yourself.
Exactly.
Tough decision to share this with people? Easy?
No, it's a very easy decision to start it up and get it going, because it's such a desperately needed thing just across everywhere. It's because... For the first few weeks after you're diagnosed, everyone's there and anything you need. But then
it's like a bereavement, isn't it? Then everyone goes back to their own lives, and you're
exactly. I mean, that's one of the things, is that there was an awful lot of isolation. Yeah. Like even with family, it everyone's there for.
Well, I'm sure you've got family members that were sitting in a separate room to you, and they're saying, "Well, should we be positive? Do we talk about it? What do we ask him? How do you deal with it?" You know, so you're in the best position, and I think a lot of adults could probably learn from what you're writing, not just people going through it as well, but the family of those.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's the other side of it as well. Yeah. Is that it is. So it's. I'll always say that it's worse for the parents of the kid or teenager that's going through what it is, because at the end of the day, it's the child or teenager going through it, but it's the parent that has to watch it.
Yeah.
And that's another side of Jamie's journey, is that...
Well, you have a real great insight into it, because a lot of people would actually just be so focused inwardly that they wouldn't see that. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's fantastic. And you write weekly, or so to say, this comes out monthly, doesn't it, Tara? And you've got your column in there.
Yeah.
Have you an interest in journalism or blogging or that side of thing, or did it...
Never.
I'm sure it's coming.
Never.
I think this is probably only the first of what you're going to end up doing,
He's
I'd imagine.
Good at it.
Yeah. So a lot of this is about contributions that you get from people and content. You've got, as I say, a real star there in Jamie and the work he's doing. It's very useful work. So that's what you want this Highlight magazine to be a platform for, I'm sure.
Exactly. I think one of the things that Jamie is about, you know, Jamie's journey is... Well, use Bethany as the example. They did like a day for Bethany. I think she was going for a bone marrow transplant, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was supposed to.
The day before, or shortly before.
Yeah.
Jamie's journey had set up a day where they had her collected, you know, in a limousine. She went to the penthouse of the City Hotel. She went for a pamper, dresses, makeover, lovely dinner.
Full Kardashian style.
I know. My dream come true, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's what it's about. It's just giving them that wee bit of escapism. And I really admired it. It sounded fantastic. We have a photo shoot now in the edition that's coming out today for Bethany. She looks stunning.
Brilliant.
So, you know, to give somebody that distraction. And,
well, it has that platform for it as well to show it off and hope.
Exactly.
I like it. I like the whole notion of it. It's fantastic. And, businesses keep supporting it. It's free and it's doing fantastic work. I'm sure you've already enjoyed great support, but there's always an extra page for an extra ad.
This is it, of course. You know what? We do rely on advertising, obviously, but it's so important for me. There has to be enough in there for people to read.
Of course.
It's free, but we want people to pick it up.
You know, look, it's not they're subtle, but they're there, but you know what I mean? It's not like obvious.
It's not bombarded. You know,
precisely.
There's a good...
Well, especially even with the web now, you can't go on anywhere. People are bombarded with ads anyway, so this seems very ad-light in reality.
Well, this is it. Well, we are online too, we must plug
Excellent.
That, and magazine, highlightmagazine.co.uk.
Superb. Now, that's the online aspect, that people can pick up a hard copy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it distributed at the moment? I presume you hope that's going to grow in times
course,
to come.
Of course, we want to grow that. It's definitely our aim. At the minute, we are, as I say, home, city side, and water side, and Derry, Londonderry. But we also go into all the shops, newsagents, restaurants, hotels. You know, they're great supporters of us, and we've come now into Donegal, so you'll get us in the hotels down here, shops, newsagents, etc. So very accessible, and it is free, so pick it up and have a
exactly.
look.
I've got my copy, and I'm looking forward to reading it. Either of you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, I think we should just give your mama a wee thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's Jamie's biggest supporter. That's how me and Jamie met through her.
Okay. What's mommy saying?
Trisha, I'd have never been able to do any of this without her love and support. And
I'm sure it's a two-way street to Jamie. Listen, thanks so much, guys, for coming in. We wish you the very best of luck with Highlight Magazine. Keep an eye at it, as you say, in hotels or whatever, and into the future, who's to know where you'll find it. Online as well, highlight.co.uk.
Highlightmagazine.co.uk.
Highlightmagazine.co.uk, which we'll link off our Facebook page, Highland Radio Hub, as well, if it assists people. Okay, Tara Vidge, owner of Highlight, and Jamie Harkin, columnist with it. Thank you both so much for coming in. And we also had a fantastic prize today, which was two nights bed and breakfast at the beautiful Farnham Estate in County Cavan. Thank you so much to every single person that won. But we have our winner on the line. Aisling.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm delighted.
You're heading to Cavan for two nights at, I don't know if you've ever been to Farnham Estate, but it is delish. It's gorgeous.
I haven't been, but I'm so excited now.
Excellent. Tell us what you do to keep yourself happy.
Oh, well, for myself, I love to get out in the garden, and I would just pull the weeds and go for long walks and put some music and dance away in the kitchen. And
do you travel to pull weeds? Because I may have a job for you.
Oh, this weather, there'll be plenty of weeds.
Would you stop them? I sprayed weeds, right? The spray from the weeds blew up, destroyed all my window boxes. I am gutted. I'm gutted. Anyway, listen, and also you tune to the Weekend Edition. That keeps you happy, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love your show, Greg.
Listen, Aisling. I love you listening. Thank you so, so much. Enjoy Cavan, please, and best of luck to whoever's going with you. You're going to have a fantastic time.
Perfect. Thank you, Greg.
Bye. My thanks to each and every one of you who've entered that competition, who listened to the programme. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you. More and more people listening every week. It's fantastic. My thanks, of course, to Yvonne McFadden, who puts the whole show together. I just sit here and talk. We'll be back next Saturday between 10 and 12. Stay tuned. P.O. McCann is a fantastic show. He's got the cream of Irish music, the young country stars of the future, on the programme with him. Brand new music there as well. Stay tuned. Catherine's on the way with news. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe and try and get along to the Ballintra races down in Ballintra on Bank Holiday Monday. I might see you there. Take care.